And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show to go over the latest on the Orlando Magic with two games left in the regular season, it's a good friend, Philip Rosenreich with Orlando Magic Daily. Philip, how are you doing today?
Nervous, that's to say the least. It's this. Everyone wanted playoff basketball. Well, here it is. So, I'm doing good personally, but yeah, if you're a Magic fan right now, things are very shaky.
Yesterday, I previewed this game against Milwaukee on the road where I was like, hey, there's no Giannis. I know you don't have Franz Wagner. And I was very optimistic, like, okay, this is a game you should go steal. But the question is, what happened last night as they lost to Milwaukee?
I mean, I think a few things happened. First, when the schedule came out in August, I saw this back-to-back Houston to Milwaukee, and I wanted to throw it into the sun. Like, this, every year, and this is not a total excuse, but every year you get the schedule and there are just two or three, maybe four games every year that the schedule's just going to get you. Could be a game at the end of a long road trip, like the game at Miami, which now seems actually very, very important. It could be the game when the Magic traveled from Detroit to Atlanta for a back-to-back after that game winner by Paolo, and a game like this where I don't care how much these guys are paid. They are still human beings, and, I was traveling around a lot yesterday, and I'm still feeling a little bit of the travel myself. I'm still feeling a little bit of the travel myself. This was always going to be a tall task, even with the Bucks being without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton. Having said all of that, the Magic just did not execute at the level that they need to execute at this time of the year, and that's been the problem over the last week and a half, where everyone is beginning to elevate their play and everyone's beginning to elevate their games with playoffs, and the Magic are just kind of puttering along at the same pace that they were earlier. And so now that everyone has started to increase their intensity, the Magic haven't been able to match, and that's what happened against Milwaukee. Milwaukee knew exactly how they needed to play. They came out, they hit the Magic first, they found a hole in the defense, and they just kept exploiting it, and then Orlando compounded that problem with their own mistakes, with turnovers. They had 27 points off 16 turnovers, I believe. Every time the Magic made a mistake, the Bucks made them pay for it. They added 10 offensive rebounds on top of that, and this is just not a team that can climb out of that kind of a hole. When their defense is not elite or not able to be elite, they're going to struggle. So, I can chalk up some of the missed shots and maybe even some of the turnovers and some of the kind of miscommunications to general travel fatigue. That's normal, and this was a very difficult game on that front. But this Magic team we know can play better, and they did not raise their game to the level of intensity that's needed at this time of year and for games like this one.
We're here with Philip Rosenreich, Orlando Magic Daily. I thought the game was over in the first quarter, where Lopez is like hitting these 35 footers somehow. What is this? And then there was a stretch. You talk about those turnovers. Late that first quarter, I think there was four straight possessions where there were turnovers. And I know David Steele called it out on the broadcast. Like, what? You know what it is? The frustrating part is the last couple of weeks, they've really started to click. And you're like, you know what? Maybe we got something here. And it looks like it's just like they just forgot everything they've learned over the last couple of weeks. That's my frustration, Philip.
Yeah, I mean, I think that frustration is very valid. I said this on Locked On Magic yesterday overnight.
Yeah.
The team that showed up the last two nights in these two absolutely critical games, the team that showed up in Charlotte, that's not the Orlando Magic. That's not who they are. That's not who they've been for the last 70 plus games. For whatever reason, and it might be they're more injured than they're letting on. We've seen Jalen Suggs. He's got that massive wrap on his left hand. Mm. Franz Wagner's obviously out right now with an ankle injury. There may be more internal issues than we know that's causing them to kind of take this step back. But at this point of the season, when the pressure is at its highest, when you have to be your sharpest to be ready for the playoffs, and they're facing playoff-level teams, this team has not come out with the preparedness, the intensity, the physicality that they need to play with to win these games. They're capable of winning these games. I've said this for a while. Yeah. We knew the schedule at the end of the season was going to be tough. We knew that this finish, especially the Magic, had to get their work done early because these last three games are always going to be this difficult. I am not surprised that this Milwaukee-Philadelphia-Milwaukee finish feels really daunting. We knew that in August when the schedule came out. but they are not, again, to me, they're not elevating their level of play to a playoff intensity. They're not playing Magic basketball. And right now, they really need a reminder of who they are and find some confidence again, because otherwise, they're going to give up a lot of really good and really hard work in this last week of the season and make their lives really, really hard next week.
Okay, and the current roster, I'm trying to think, who has playoff experience? Joel Ingles and who else?
Yeah, four. There's four of them.
Who is it?
Joe Ingles and Gary Harris. Joe Ingles and Gary Harris have the most playoff experience. I think Joe Ingles has got 51, 52 games of playoff experience. Gary Harris is in the 30s. After that, it's just Jonathan Isaac and Markel Fultz. You know, if it feels like these guys are feeling that pressure, it's because they've never felt this pressure before. And you know, I'll give Jamal Mosley a lot of credit. He's trying to keep a positive spin on things. He's trying to, you know, recognize the youth on this roster and say, these are all good learning experiences. I know people yell at me for saying this. This season is not about this season. This season is about what the Magic can learn and how they can, you know, continue to position themselves to keep climbing the standings. We've seen what they're clearly capable of doing. And obviously they're limping to the finish, but this will all, you know, it's better to kind of go through this struggle this year in their first experience than next year when maybe we think they should get out of the first round. And I think next year the goal should be get out of the first round, win a playoff series. This year was about kind of learning and going through all this. And so they're going through it right now. But again, we know what they're capable of doing. They should be able to rise to the occasion. They've shown us that they can. And right now they just aren't. And this is the point of the season where it, you know, all this learning stuff, all this development stuff, none of that matters. All that matters is you win basketball games, and the Magic aren't doing that right now.
Okay, here's the elephant in the room. These last two games, Franz Wagner's not been on the court. We talk about Paolo, how much he means the organization. Franz is right up there. I'm giving him a super max as well. I'm not kidding around. He is a gigantic part of this organization. Do you feel that way, Phillip?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I kind of believe, like, this whole team, and I think this is one of the problems in the roster construction that will need to be addressed in the offseason. Everyone on this team plays their roles really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, whatever defined role they have when everyone's healthy, they're really good at it. Like, Jalen Suggs is the chaotic defensive engine, makes them spot when you leave them open. He's just there to kind of create chaos. Paolo Banchero is the steady drumbeat offensively. Franz Wagner is an attacker and just flattens and pressures the defense. Everybody plays their role really well. And so when you take a really important piece like Franz out of the mix, no one kind of fills that gap. Everyone's just still kind of stuck in their role. And you know, you look at, like, Milwaukee, Bobby Portis stepped up last night. Played, you know, scored 30 points. He had 23, 24 at the half. He stepped up in a big moment, allowing Damian Lillard to kind of ease himself into the game and still play his role. He elevated his game. Jay Crowder elevated his game. Brook Lopez elevated his game to some extent. The Magic need Franz Wagner just because he makes everything whole. And on top of that, right now Paolo's the only guy that's a threat to score off the dribble. He's the only guy that defenses are worried about putting pressure on the rim. And so you saw Milwaukee. They sent 2-3 guys at him. Houston sent 2-3 guys at him every time he touched the ball. Paolo's life has been miserable the last few games.
Yes.
And look, he hasn't played great. I will be the first to I will criticize him on that front, too. He's got to be better. He's got to be smarter with his shot selection and how he sets the tone and how he elevates his own game now that we're in playoff mode. But Franz Wagner eases a lot of that pressure because he can dish it out to Franz. Franz can cut to the basket. Franz can drive to the basket. That's something the Magic desperately need, too. And, you know, again, this is a flawed roster. I think we all understood that. When they're healthy, when they're playing really well together, they are very capable of being one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, at least in this Eastern Conference. Right now, they don't have that because obviously Franz is dealing with the injury, and the Magic have to hope that he'll be ready to play Friday for winning in game. If not, they need him Sunday to avoid catastrophe.
Okay, so he got injured in the Chicago game last Sunday, which I was there. I know you were as well. That place got quiet when he was on the floor, and I don't blame Magic fans. All right, we know that Giannis, he's out for the rest of the regular season, last two games. If you're the Magic, what would you do exactly if you're in their situation with Franz? Because they need him this postseason.
I mean, it's hard. Like, this is probably the most difficult thing, you know, for the Magic. because, yes, they need to make the playoffs. Like, they need a seven-game series. And the prospect of hosting Miami in a play-in game or going to Miami in a play-in game and kind of putting that up in the air is really scary. Especially considering where we were Sunday night, the Magic were the three seed. Like, they've had a losing streak at the worst time. And right now they just need something to relieve the pressure to just kind of get them back in a more positive mindset. And you know, no one's going to give them any favors here. You know, maybe Milwaukee will Sunday if they can wrap up the two seed. But you know, this is the most difficult question is, you know, do you balance making sure he's healthy for the playoffs, or do you do everything you can to avoid that play-in? Because, you know, the Magic only need one win to win the Southeast Division, guaranteed that they host that game on Tuesday. And then if they can get some help, if Cleveland can beat Indiana, they'll be the sixth seed. And that'll, you know, they can, you know, breathe a sigh of relief and relax a little bit. For me, I truly think it's game to game. At this point, you got to play a little bit hurt. Everyone's hurting in some way. If Franz feels like he can go Friday, they need him. If the Magic feel like the best thing is, hey, let's just put all our eggs into Sunday. That's at home. Everything will probably work itself out. You know, even if they can just get one more win, they'll probably end up being okay. But it's tough, and it really just depends on how Franz is feeling. You know, clearly, I would say that the Magic are willing to bend some of their injury rules. Jonathan Isaac played in a back-to-back last night. Markelle Fultz played in a back-to-back last night. It was Jonathan Isaac's first back-to-back since February, I believe, since the Detroit Atlanta back-to-back. Markelle really hasn't played back-to-backs all year, so very clearly Orlando is willing to bend some of those rules right now that they may have had earlier in the year. So if Franz, you know, maybe he felt like he was close but didn't want to push it on Wednesday, knowing how big Friday is, if he feels good to go, I think he play him. It's really just going to be on him, how he's feeling and how the doctors feel.
All right, here's my look. I've watched this team all season. They lose Friday at Philadelphia, and it's a playoff game on Sunday against Milwaukee. That's how I'm approaching this.
I mean, it's a playoff game Friday. Like, I mean, first off, the playoffs have already started.
Yes.
I want to be real there, but the playoffs have already started. This team is feeling the pressure. They're feeling the weight of every loss right now. And you know, like, here's the thing about the playoffs. You're going to have bad losses in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're going to have soul-crushing losses in the playoffs. And your success in the playoffs depends on how you respond to those. That's the real test of the playoffs. You know, the Magic in 2009, they got beat on a buzzer beater by Andre Iguodala in game one. They got beat on a buzzer beater by Thaddeus Young in game three of that first round series. They got beat in game four of the second round series with the Celtics. Each time, and that's a championship level team. So, yeah. You know, again, I know the comparison isn't perfect. Each time that team responded with a win. They won game two at home. Turkoglu hit the game winning shot in game four. They found a way to win all, you know, they lost game five, but they came back one game six, one game seven to beat the Celtics. Your ability to respond to bad losses, that's what the playoffs are about. And that's the test that this Magic team has never been through. And they're going through it right now. And they got to find a way. You know, Philadelphia is a tough task. Milwaukee is probably still going to need to win that game Sunday. That's going to be a tough task. The Magic got to find a way. All that matters right now is wins. And they got to find a way.
Do you love this?
I mean, I prefer less stress. Like, on Monday I was not thinking about planning for the play-in tournament, and now I'm thinking, like, do I take the Bright Line to Miami or do I drive to Miami again? I'm thinking, like, how quickly can I book flights and hotels to Boston depending on what happens in that last play-in game, because you got a 1-day turnaround to get up there. It's just stressful, man. Like, you want this stress, but not this stress, but.
Okay.
But, man, I was.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
They could be, okay, best case scenario is it they could be the fourth seed, and worst case is they're the eighth seed?
Here's the funny part, Mark. Best case scenario, they're still the three seed. there is a scenario, and Basketball Reference puts up today, there's like a 0.1% chance that 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 I'll end up with 47 wins.
Wow.
New York has two games left. They play Boston tonight and Chicago on Sunday. Chicago may still need that game. Cleveland has Indiana tonight and Atlanta on Sunday as well. Or maybe Indiana has Atlanta. Indiana's got Cleveland and one of those teams too. Philadelphia's got us and they got Brooklyn. We've got Philadelphia and Milwaukee. There is still a scenario where, and it includes the Magic losing Friday night, by the way, there's still a scenario where all of those teams end up with 47 wins. And as long as the Magic win the Southeast Division, which they only need one more win or one Miami loss to do, Orlando owns the tiebreaker in any multi-way tie. So they could still finish third. It's remote.
That's
it's
nuts.
It could end, that dream could end tonight. But it's still possible.
I never thought the Chicago win would matter so much now, in hindsight, that they needed that win.
I mean, every win matters. That's what's so disappointing about this run is because we saw last week in New Orleans how good this team can play. Like, they played a really impressive win in New Orleans, great road win, and Pelicans were struggling, and they're a little banged up now, too. But that was a really impressive win over a quality opponent, and everything looked very, very fine. Then they have the letdown in Charlotte. They come back. They dominate the Bulls. They blitz the Bulls in that first quarter. Game's not over, but it's essentially over. The Bulls are climbing uphill the whole way. They keep them at arm's length. They win that game fairly comfortably. They've got the six in the fourth quarter, but they win that game fairly comfortably. And then they come out, lay another egg in Houston, struggle on the back-to-back in Milwaukee. We know this team is capable of winning these big, big games. And then, we looked at those last six games and said, all the Magic have to do is finish 500. And it's, this team is good enough. We should expect them to finish 500 at minimum over any stretch of rough games. And right now they're kind of stuck in a really, really bad spot. They could still go 2-2. They could still win these last two games. I have faith that they can win these last two games. They're capable of it. But they don't look really hot right now, and they need to find whatever confidence there is because they are good enough. They need to remind themselves they are good enough, and then you start playing like it because they played like it against Chicago, they played like it against New Orleans, and they haven't played like it much since.
How crazy would this scenario be, what you brought up, where there's a play-in game next week where it's Miami at Orlando?
I mean, that's honestly, looking at things, that might be the most likely thing to happen. Just at this point, Magic fans, prepare for Tuesday night at the Kia Center. It is a very realistic chance that is what we see, what we see next week.
That game is always great to go to anyway. Because you'll get the Heat fans to show up. So it's a very March Madness feel. If it's a playoff game, man. But the scenario is, if you're in that game, even if you lose, you still have another chance, right, with the play-in tournament.
You still have another chance, and you still have another home game, yes. But, look, Atlanta's had Orlando's number this year, no doubt about it. Atlanta went 3-1 against the Magic. Two of those came on buzzer-beating shots or late-game shots from DeJounte Murray. No guarantee. And the Magic's win was in overtime. The other game was, a schedule loss. I didn't particularly put a lot of stock into that game. Paolo didn't play in that game. So it's, that's not an easy matchup for Orlando, even though I think it's one I'm confident they can win. Chicago has played Orlando tough in three of the four games. Magic needed a buzzer beater in Chicago twice. They needed an overtime win in the other win, and then they won again on Sunday. It's hard to beat a team five times in the season. It's hard to sweep a team five times. So the best scenario, the Magic still control their own destiny. I think this is the most important thing for Magic fans to realize. As bleak as things seem now, Orlando wins on Friday, they're in. They're a playoff team. They're at least going to be top six.
Yes.
They win. They split these two games. They're going to at least host a play-in game. But more likely than not, they split the next two games. They're going to be the sixth seed. There's still a chance for them to be the five. There's still that outside chance. Like I said, they could be the three. But they got to take care of their business. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. If the Magic win their games, if the Magic win Friday especially, their business is done, for that part. They've accomplished this goal that they need to accomplish. And, we talk a lot about this team and its development process. the most important thing that this team does this year is get into a seven-game series. If
yes.
You know, for all the experience they have gotten so far, losing in the play-in is just frankly not an option. Cannot happen for this team. They need a seven-game series. Even if they're getting swept by Boston, they need that experience, and they need to feel that. And it's frustrating that that's now at risk.
See, I'll end with this here with Phil Rostenreich, Orlando Magic Daily. That's why I'm greedy right now, and I think all Magic fans are, where I want a top four seed, which you could steal, and not only you get home court in the first round, you'll get a week off where you get to rest.
That's the other big thing. And they need it.
They do need it. Oh, man, when Brooke Lopez was hitting those threes.
But like,
if Brooke Lopez,
I know he can hit those shots, but if he's hitting 30-foot threes, that's the shot you can give up. I didn't have a problem with those shots. The problem was Damian Lillard was able to turn the corner on every screen and roll, and that forced you into rotations, and Milwaukee plays five out, and that means you're traveling a long way to do closeouts. And Orlando's usually been very, very good at keeping pick and roll players out of the paint and being able to congest space in the paint. They weren't able to do that against Houston, which plays five out. They weren't able to do that against Milwaukee. As silly as it sounds, maybe having Joel Embiid and him, you know, being more of a mid-range threat than a three-point threat is going to help this team's defense out a little bit to make it look more normal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously, like, Philadelphia with Embiid in the lineup is the second-best team in the East.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Like, they have a tall task on Friday. But this team is capable of doing it. I truly believe that.
All right. This guy will come on next week. We'll preview the playoffs. I don't know where we're going to be at, but
yeah,
come on, Phil Rostenreich.
We'll know by Sunday afternoon. By Sunday at 4 o'clock, we'll know exactly what's going on next week.
Phil, thanks for your help. I'll see you next week. All right.
I'll see you next week.